Dallas-Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. It is the Good News Show on this October 27th of 2025. And this is an hour where we can talk about things that have happened in the recent past in the local Catholic world and also some of the things coming up in the future, some of the big stories. And boy, I'll tell you, fall is so, so very busy. So we do have a lot to talk to you about. My name is Dave Palmer. Cecil Anderson is on the other side of the glass, and she is producing and running the board for us. And let me just tell you that in the second half of the program, I'm going to have on Masanga Osong, who I have interviewed a number of times. You may be familiar with him. He is the founder of Bibles On and Catholic Brain and Christmas Joy Park. And he's just a really very creative guy. He's from Africa and came here a number of years ago. And just, he's one of these idea guys, and he really fascinates me. So I'm not sure if he's going to be in studio or on the phone, but we're going to talk about briefly about Christmas Joy Park, but we've already done an interview about that. But I do want you to be reminded about what's going on in December with the Christmas Joy Park out in Allen. But the main topic of conversation with Masanga is going to be a movie that he is putting out called Come to Mass. And this is an animated movie. Have you seen the trailer or any of it? It's very well done.
I did see a little bit of it. I didn't watch the full trailer, but I saw a little bit of it. And you and I just voiced some spots for advertising it and stuff. And I think it sounds really, really cool.
Yeah. But you did. I've got to do mine.
Oh,
you just
I
reminded
did mine.
Me. No, as you said that, I was like, I haven't done that yet. But I And so it's, if you're familiar with the Brother Francis show, it's kind of like that kind of animation, which is it's just very well done. But the whole point is answering to the challenge that most parents have, especially with young kids, where they say the mass is boring, I don't want to go to mass, that kind of thing, or they're yawning through the mass, or they're just not getting into it. So this is a way to engage them in a type of movie that they're going to want to see anyways, and also teach them about the mass at the same time. So Masanga will be on to talk about that in the second half of the program. And in the first half, I want to do a couple of things. First of all, talk about a few things that happened over the weekend, principally the Fisherman event in downtown Fort Worth on Saturday night at the Cathedral, St. Patrick Cathedral Social Hall, which I know Cecil went, I went, about 200 of you, hopefully many of you are listening right now, went, and it was a really cool time, and I enjoyed it very much. It was kind of weird to go to an event for GRN where I was a participant, and I just got to take it all in, and Julian had to do all the heavy lifting and the emceeing, and Dr. David Andrews was the speaker, and Bishop Olson was given the Fishers of Men award. Father Wallace introduced him. Father Flynn from St. Elizabeth Keller did the appeal, I guess you could say. Father Maul, well, gosh, I mean, there was a lot of clergy represented.
Yeah, a lot of clergy. There were some sisters there as well, some Dominican sisters.
Yeah,
so,
I saw them.
Yeah,
so your takeaways, because I know you had made the video for it. You were working kind of the merch booth, or you probably had a lot of conversations. What were your takeaways?
I just thought it was really cool because Dave and I have never, Dave, you've been to one Fishers of Men a long time ago in San Antonio.
20 years ago
in San Antonio.
A long time ago,
The Fishers of Men dinner is just not something we've ever done in the North Texas market.
Yeah.
We've done summer speaker series. We've done other kind of events like that. And so it was really cool because I also had never experienced it before. And I got to be more of a participant. I was helping sell the merchandise, selling some 25th anniversary merchandise, and, letting people know about the Seine River cruise and things like that. But it was really cool because the people that were coming over to the table to see me were people who really wanted to, rep GRN, which was very fun. A lot of people who were involved in the committee came over, but other people as well. And some people didn't know as much about GRN. They were coming because a friend of theirs bought a table and they mm-hmm. wanted to introduce them to local Catholic radio, which is really cool. I did enjoy, there was a pretty young audience, actually.
Yeah.
There was quite a few young adults and even teenagers there. There were some that were volunteering, but there were some that just went with their family. Which I think was really cool because you want to see younger and younger, as time goes on, getting mm-hmm. involved with local Catholic media. So I enjoyed that. I've never actually seen Dr. David Anders speak live somehow or another over all the years. So this is my first time, and it's great because he sounds just like he does on the radio, but he does bring an energy to the room that I think was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed just getting to meet and talk with a lot of people, some new faces, some old faces that I've, you know, we've known for a long time. And it seemed like everyone was having a great time. Some very nice Fort Worth Western wear was going on, and it was really, it was really a delight.
Yeah. So, there was a lot. Yeah, that was kind of suggested that if you want to wear Fort Worth Western wear to make it look like a very Fort Worth event, you could. And somebody went all out. I mean, our friend Elizabeth Victory.
Oh, yeah.
She had like the what was it, like rhinestones.
She was
like
sparkling.
Yeah, sparkling.
She had a cowgirl hat and some boots on.
Elena Demma.
Oh, she was awesome.
All out.
I felt
Western.
I was like, I need to do better next time.
I didn't do anything Western. I just don't have any Western wear. I mean, I've just never been part of my wardrobe, I guess you could say, but clearly that was the case for some of them. But yeah, we had a great committee and appreciate it so much. And it's funny, and one thing I really want to talk about in this first 30 minutes is that, so that event was Saturday, and in 2 days on Wednesday, we're going to have our first committee meeting planning the 2026 summer event for KTH 910 AM. Now, you probably know that, you know, it used to be that we had KTH 910 AM and then we had 850 AM in Spanish, and those were our only two stations here in North Texas. And so people in Fort Worth, you know, could kind of get it a little bit. If you're in Cleburne or, you know, Mansfield, Burleson, you just weren't going to probably get it at all. Well, that's all changed now with 1140, and that whole area has their own station. And so now we've got two different stations in English, really. You've got KTH to the east and you've got KCPP to the west. And so now the event in summer of 2026 is going to be very Dallas, I guess you could say, focused. Okay. But that also means some parts of the Fort Worth Diocese, like Keller and Southlake and Grapevine, and certainly Munster and Lindsay and, you know, Denton, all Fort Worth Diocese, but they get 9:10 a.m. better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of dividing it up, but it's not strictly along diocesan boundaries. And so what I'd like to do, in addition to a couple other things during this first 30 minutes, is I've got two more sets of tickets to the Dave and Lauren Moore concert, which is, it's next Tuesday night. It's next Tuesday night, which is going to be November 4th. It's going to be at the Meyerson. And I have to turn in my list of winners today. Okay. I told Dave and Lauren I'd turn in today. So would you call in and tell us about something that you remember? Next year, it'll be 20 years of Catholic Radio and KTH 910 AM. Now, we're broadcasting right now on both KCPP and in 910 AM. I think eventually Julian's going to have his own show, and there will be a specific show to KCPP. But call up. I remember last week we had Diane call in, and she didn't want to get on the air, but she got the tickets to it. And the more we are, Lauren Moore's Return to Public Worship Music Ministry is going to be next Tuesday, November 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, Cecil, but I'm so thankful that Dave and Lauren Moore are local to here.
I know.
Because they are like, And they would probably shudder for me to use this word to describe them, but they're like superstars. But they're the most humble superstars in the world. I mean, they're right here in North Texas, and they are just such a talented team. And so we want to encourage you to go to the concert, but I have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away, and I got to give away during this show. So I'm going to first of all say, if you'll call in, and as I prepare for the committee meeting on Wednesday and we start to put together, how are we going to celebrate 20 years of Catholic Radio in the Dallas Diocese, in the northern part of the Fort Worth Diocese on 9:10 a.m. What memories do you have? What, you may, as going as far back as you can, something you heard on one of the shows that blessed you, or maybe one of the Summer Speaker Series events you went to. Maybe you heard, you know, Father Michael Gately or Deacon Harold Sivers, or you went to the 25th anniversary. Call us up, and if you call up and talk to me on the air for even 10 seconds, I'll give you two tickets to go to the More We Are concert next Tuesday night in the Meyerson in over there by the Cathedral Shrine of Guadalupe in Dallas. 877-757-9424. 877-757-9424. 9424. Okay, Sissa will answer. We'll put you on the air. If you just really don't want to be on the air, you can just tell Sissa what your memory is, or maybe a way that Catholic Radio has blessed you over these last 19 plus years on KTH 910 AM. And I will give you a couple of tickets to go see The More We Are, Lorne Moore's return to public worship. Now, I also have, thanks to Scott Cook, the chief of staff over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller, some tickets for the Emmett Cahill concert. Now, I love the holiday season. When November arrives and we start thinking about Thanksgiving and then, you know, the beginning of Advent and Christmas and all that, I just absolutely love it. I mean, even All Souls Day and All Saints Day. I mean, gosh, All Hallows Eve is this Friday.
I know, I mean, it's crazy.
So Emmett Cahill is going to be here at in Keller, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, on Saturday, December 6th, and he is a world-acclaimed Irish tenor. He has been the lead singer of Celtic Thunder, and he is coming back third year in a row for a Celtic Christmas concert at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller. And so he's going to sing in all the, you know, the favorite songs from O Holy Night and O Come Emmanuel and things like that. So that's going to be Saturday, December 6th in Keller. If you want tickets to that, okay, I've got about 10 of them. Let's just kind of separate it. And if you email me and just say, hey, I want to go to that concert out in Keller, email DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And just say that you want a couple of those tickets, and I'll be very, very happy to hook you up with those tickets. All right, so another thing I want to tell you about is the Ambassador Program. All right, this is something that we recently, Sean Rice, our VP, came and visited with us and was talking about. This is something that's really exciting, and if you're listening right now and you have some extra time on your hands and you are from, in particular, one of the Dallas Diocese parishes, or also Northern Fort Worth, like I said, in Grapevine or Keller or Colleyville or Denton, you know, that kind of stuff. And you get 9:10 a.m. really well. We want you to represent your parish as an ambassador. And all that means is that you're kind of the boots on the ground, okay? And you let us know about events that are going on. You come by and you pick up bumper stickers or program schedules. You might, talk to your pastor about us coming out and selling raffle tickets for the car raffle in January or February. And so this is something that we're really trying to get an ambassador at every single parish. So if you are interested, you can email me at that same email, DavePalmer@grnonline.com, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. So a couple of things I want to tell you about. But again, if you have a memory, last 19 years, KTH 910 AM in particular, if you're in the Dallas or Frisco or northern part of the Fort Worth area, call us up and I'll get you some The More We Are concert tickets. 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And last weekend was a big weekend of fall festivals. I was kind of at, well, I was definitely at two of them and kind of at one of them. Because Friday, I went out to, thanks to our friend Sherry Malezova, St. Martin de Porres Parish in Prosper had their festival on Friday night and Saturday. Now, Saturday was kind of a weird day of weather because, you know, I think they canceled the outdoor part of their festival on Saturday, but really most of the rain was in the morning and most of Saturday afternoon, except for Saturday night, because we found out that the hard way going out to our event. But anyway, so St. Martin de Porres is an interesting parish because they're only 10 years old. I mean, that's like a baby parish.
It really is, if you're thinking about it. Like, there's some that are, you know, the Dallas Diocese that are over 100.
Go back 19th century.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's crazy. That's awesome.
I wonder what the oldest parish is.
Ooh.
St. Anthony Wiley is old. If anybody knows that, ooh, I'd be curious, because there are parishes in the Dallas Diocese. They tend to be more on the eastern side, mm-hmm, that, I mean, go back to, like, Civil War time. I mean, practically. I mean, like, I don't know, 1880s or something. I mean, it's like way. I mean, I know the Civil War is in the 1860s, but I mean, I'd be curious to know if anybody knows that. What's the oldest parish in the Dallas Diocese? Are you doing a search?
I'm doing some research because I know. So for the Diocese of Fort Worth, there's it was our 50th anniversary a few years back.
Yeah.
And they did a whole book commemorating it, and they did the history, and they had like the order of when parishes came on. So I'm like, I'm surely the Diocese of Dallas has done something similar.
And it used to be that the Dallas, the Fort Worth, the Tyler Diocese was all one. In fact, it probably was a time, and I'm willing to be corrected on this, it probably was a time when the whole state of Texas was like two or three dioceses. Mm-hmm. There's probably was Galveston, Houston, and then maybe Dallas, and then maybe something on the west, like, you know, Midland, Odessa, or El Paso, or something like that. But then it all started getting chopped up. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there could be future, you know, chopping maybe the Fort Worth Diocese, because it is geographically really, really big. Yeah. And I haven't even talked about the Father Mike Schmitz thing.
Oh my goodness. It was a busy week last week.
It was a very busy week.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. But for the record, this is on the Diocese of Dallas website. And it looks like 1856.
Oh my goodness. Pre-Civil War.
Yes. St. Paul, and what I'm trying to figure out is exactly where St. Paul was located, because like you mentioned, the diocese lines were way different back then.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it might have been pretty far south. I will see if I can figure that out exactly where it's located. But apparently St. Paul.
St. Paul?
Yes.
Like, wait, no.
Not St. Paul Richardson or anything like that. Nothing like that. I it's very possible too that this parish has changed name.
My guess is going to be it's going to be a small parish, like the far, like maybe southeastern part of the diocese. I don't know. Yeah, tell me if you, because it's not ringing a bell. I know there's a St. Paul in Richardson, and there's probably a St. Paul in a small town somewhere, like maybe off, you know, more off the beaten path a little bit. But as she's looking that up, again, if you have any memories, any thoughts about these last 19 years as we prepare to celebrate 20 years of Catholic Radio in North Texas on KTH 910 AM next year, next summer, call us up 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. Okay, so St. Martin de Porres, 10 years old, had their festival last weekend, and I had a chance to interview Father Stephen Hauk, who is the pastor and also the chair of their festival. And if you go out in that part of the area, I mean, you still see, like, you know, bales of hay, and there's a lot of open land, and it's just kind of interesting to see that. But there's just explosive growth going on in that area, and they've already had a capital campaign. They've expanded the school. They're building a new church. So it's cool to see, you know, parishes in our diocese that are growing like that. Speaking of, I was talking to somebody at the Fishers of Men event, and I just presume this is true because this is what the person told me. Is it the case that three of the four largest parishes in the country are in North Texas? Okay, according to what this person told me, they said that. Let me see that. It's St. Anne's, it's St. Francis of Assisi Frisco, and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Keller. Or maybe the top five.
And
maybe
we're talking
three,
about
four.
When we say largest, are we talking about the amount of people?
Okay. Yeah, people.
That's
the largest of all is in North Carolina.
Right. I wouldn't be too terribly surprised, because there's very large, like, parishes in other parts of the country, but we have an extremely, almost surprisingly vibrant Catholic community here in North Texas. You don't think about Texas as Catholic necessarily, but people have brought, you know, Catholicism to the forefront here.
Yeah, they really have. So we've got some big, big parishes. And I remember when we were out doing the live remote broadcast, and Father Rudy Garcia was on with us, and we had it at his the coffee shop there on the St. Francis campus. He was saying that St. Francis, I think he said it was the fourth largest in the country. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller is in the top five, and I think St. Anne's Capel is as well. So that's pretty cool. I mean, to have that kind of growth. And then you look at, like, St. Martin de Porres in Prosper, and you can only imagine how big that's going to be here in 10 or 15 years, because that whole area is just exploding. Look at St. Mark in Argyle. I mean, that parish is huge in the Fort Worth Diocese as well.
It's growing, yeah, massively. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, great opportunity. So,
okay, I've gone down my little side quest of figuring out the... Yeah. I was misreading this. When I said St. Paul, it's actually a town called St. Paul that is out in towards East Texas by Wiley, where there was a Catholic family there that with them and some priests from the town of St. Paul, they started a little mission.
Oh.
And then from there, it eventually was moved to Wiley to be St. Anthony.
Oh, okay.
And then also right around the same time, Sacred Heart Parish was dedicated.
Rowlett?
In Rowlett, I believe so, yes.
Okay, so you think Sacred Heart Rowlett and St. Anthony Wiley are the oldest parishes in the
Dallas
Diocese? Yes,
and we're talking about within a few months of each other. So it's like kind of, I don't know what you could say was officially the first or whatnot, but those are two of those ones that started up. So
yeah, there was a time, and I know you remember this, Cecil, back in when things were a little less hectic in our schedules, that we were doing interviews about the history of parishes. And we were having representatives from the parishes come in and talk about the parishes and their founding. And in many cases, obviously, a place like St. Martin de Porres, you know, it was not hard to find somebody that was there for the founding, but you're not going to find an original member of, you know, St. Anthony Wiley, because that was over, you know, 170 years ago or so. But somewhere in the vault, we still have all those. But it is, as we, you know, go into next year, and we're going to be celebrating 20 years of Catholic Radio at 9:10 a.m., I'm getting nostalgic, as you can tell. And I just think that there's so much to celebrate about our local Catholic Church. Now, let me also tell you that on Saturday, I went out to St. Paul Parish in Richardson, and they had their Paulapalooza Festival. And it's interesting, it's all indoors, because they've got this big, you've been over there, right? Their big hall.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this Thursday, the Bishop Burns is going to be at the Bishop's Breakfast for Catholic Charities with Jim Key speaking. And so Genoveva was my contact over there that helped me, you know, line up guests and all that. Pat Caton was on with me, and I had a number of guests that the parochial vicar there as well. She said that place holds 1,000 people.
Wow. Yeah,
1,000 people can go in there, which made me think, because we're looking for a venue for our event next summer. And I'm thinking, well, that's a possibility. I mean, that's a pretty nice location in the Dallas Diocese in Richardson. And so they had Paulapalooza going on, and we did our live broadcast during the 1 o'clock hour. And also our Spanish team was out there doing a live broadcast as well. So that was a lot of the coolest name of any fall festival, the Paulapalooza for St. Yeah. So, thank you to Father Satkowski and all the folks over there at that parish. And then yesterday I went out to St. Joseph in Richardson. And I don't know if Richardson plans it this way, that both the Richardson parishes had their festival on the same weekend. But I guess if you want to, you know, if you're in Richardson and you want to, you know, celebrate, they both had it on the same weekend. So St. Joseph and Richardson had their festival. And they're celebrating what anniversary was it? Their 50th anniversary next year? No, wait, is that right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, now, yeah. So they started in 76. St. Joseph and Richardson started in 76. Yep. So next year, they're going to have a big
event.
June 1st is the official 50th anniversary of St. Joseph Richardson. Then they're going to have a big event the next weekend. And then they're still going to have their fall festival. And then they're also, the lady was telling me on January 11th next year, St. Joseph Richardson is having the, like, we're no longer in debt celebration, okay? So they're going to pay off their debt, and so pretty cool things that are going on. So, all right, we haven't had any calls yet. Nobody's called in. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make it easier on you. And if you would like to, you don't even have to talk on the air, okay? Yeah, if you want to talk on the air, you can. But if you want to go to the Dave and Lauren Moore concert next Tuesday night at the Meyerson, this is the first Lauren Moore, co-founder of the Catholic Music Initiative with her husband Dave Moore, will return to public worship music ministry with a special fundraising concert November 4th, next Tuesday, Meyerson Symphony Center. I've only been there, I think, one time in the Meyerson. This marks her first public concert since her recovery from Guillain-Barré syndrome earlier this year. If you want to go, just call us up, okay? You don't even have to do anything. You didn't have to talk on the air or do anything like that. Just tell Cicel you'd like to go to the concert. I can give you 2 tickets. My wife and I are planning on going. It's going to be a great, great event, and they're just so talented. Okay, so here's the phone number, 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. Last week, I did a live remote broadcast out in Bedford, and there was somebody that drove across town to come get tickets for that because I said, hey, if you come out to this event, it was in Bedford at Tony's Pizza. I said, if you want a couple of tickets to the concert, and she drove all the way from Dallas to Bedford to get tickets for this. So this is a pretty hot ticket. And so if you want them, 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And you can have a couple of tickets to The More We Are. And again, don't forget Emmett Cahill, Celtic Christmas Concert live in Keller, Texas, Saturday, December 6th. If you want tickets to that, you can email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. So I'm starting to have some emails about that. I am getting a lot of calls and emails from people saying, hey, I've got this interview idea. Okay, I was talking to a lady this morning about that. I got this interview idea. There's so many cool stories. There's so many good things happening in North Texas and the local Catholic world. And the way we can keep broadcasting it is, you know, through your support. So again, we hope that you'll celebrate with us next summer as we start to plan for the 20th anniversary of KTH 910 AM. All right, Cicel's on the phone, so we're giving those tickets away now. 877-757-9424 for the Dave and Lauren Moore concert. I want to tell you about a couple of other things before we take a break, and we're going to have Masango Osong joining us, looks like probably on the phone, to talk about his new movie about the Mass for kids. Is, first of all, we have started something called GRN Academy. And GRN Academy is something that the Holy Spirit inspired our COO, Toya Hall, to start. And it's online interactive classes for adults where we teach a number of topics related to the Catholic faith one way or the other. And it's 7 weeks in a row, 50-minute classes live online. And this past, I think tomorrow night's the last class for the first session. And I taught a class on the introduction to the Summa Theologia, and Steve Gleason had one on apologetics, and Ray Lopez on Aristotle, Angels and Demons with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. And it was a big success. And so we are gearing up for the second session, which is going to be in January, mid-January of 2026. Okay, Ray Lopez is going to teach a class on Aristotle. I'm going to teach one on the dignity of the human person made to the image and likeness of God based on St. Thomas Aquinas' teaching. And Debbie and Adam are going to be back with another class focused on, you know, the angelic realm. And then get this. Carlo Broussard from Catholic Answers is going to be teaching an apologetics class. There's somebody else considering a class. He hasn't committed yet, but we're going to see about that. And so if you go to grnonline.com/academy, you can sign up for classes. We do limit the classes to 30 people. And so do sign up. Any one of those, I think 5 classes we have right now that are being offered. And I also want to mention, you've heard about this French cruise down the Seine River that we're hosting next April. It's the 22nd through the 30th, where a number of us, myself included, and Toya Hall, Sean Rice, Debbie Giorgiani, Father Sam Medley, are going to be going on this cruise and down the Seine River, and we'll be going to places like where Thérèse of Lisieux lived and Joan of Arc. We're going to go to Paris. We're going to go to Notre Dame Cathedral, of course, and Normandy. And so if you are able to go with us, I tell you, it's going to be so much fun. And so if you go to that same website, grnonline.com, and then just find the little section about the cruise, we really, the first deck is sold out, and we really would love you to join us. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so we got, did we get all the tickets away, or do we still have, what, are they all given away? Okay, we got both.
For the more we are. Yes.
Okay, the more we are. Okay, yes. We got those two winners. All right.
And I do have a comment from one of the callers, Mary Joan. She was very shy. She did not want to go on the radio, so I just talked to her.
Isn't it funny how when I said you got to call in, but as soon as I said you didn't have to call in, everybody called.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but she did say she was at the 25th anniversary event this last July, and she really enjoyed it, and she felt very welcomed by everyone from our local Catholic radio. So just wanted to point that out, but thank you. To everyone who did call in, and those tickets are now gone, and I think everyone's going to really enjoy that concert next week.
Okay. So, all right. So, I will turn in those names to Dave and Lauren. I guess we got all of our winners now, so thanks for that. Don't forget, I still have the Celtic concert with Emmett Cahill in Keller, Celtic concert in Keller, coming up on December 6th. So if you want the tickets for that, I still have a few remaining. Email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. All right. So we are going to take a break, 3 minutes, and we come back. Masango Song is going to talk about a movie that he is making. I don't think it's out yet, but it's called Come to Mass. And the whole point is for kids. To show them why the Mass is important. It's animated. It's something that they'll enjoy watching, and I'm really excited for this to come out. So he's going to give us an update on that, and also Christmas Joy Park. So a quick break, and we'll be back with more Good News Show right after this.
White Rose Women's Center is commemorating 40 years of helping mothers and babies. Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the White Rose Women's Center at a benefit dinner. The benefit dinner will take place on Saturday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. at Weston Park Central in Dallas. The celebration features keynote speaker, the Sisters of Life. Enjoy cocktails and a silent auction at 6:30, followed by dinner at 7:30. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit WhiteRoseWomenCenter.org.
At Mount St. Michael Catholic School, a sponsor of the GRN, a child's formation is strengthened through participation in the sacraments in a Christ-focused community and through the discovery of truth in academic studies. Hello, my name is Melissa Castro, principal at Mount St. Michael Catholic School. MSM offers students daily Mass, a preschool Montessori, and a first through eighth grade classical program. Visit our website, msmcatholic.org, for more information.
Looking for a way to support Catholic radio and share your faith? Visit the Guadalupe Radio Network store, from inspiring apparel to exclusive 25th anniversary items. Every purchase helps keep Catholic programming on the air. So shop with a purpose and wear your faith proudly. Visit grnonline.com and click on the shop button. The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
St. Joseph is the patron saint of home and family. At My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine, we support the Guadalupe Radio Network's mission of honoring and supporting home and family. As longtime sponsors of KATH 910 AM, we're Bob and Norma Duane, owners of My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine. We'd be honored to speak with you about all your mortgage needs. We can be reached at 817-527-3166. That's 817-527-3166. We're an equal housing lender, NMLS 265303.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. What are your plans to celebrate All Saints and All Souls and Halloween? This week, we're talking about how to keep Christ at the center of it. On our next episode, we'll be discussing the culture of life versus the culture of death. It's something that comes to the forefront every October 31st. Tune in to Morning Joy at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern to start your day with truth and joy. And subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
Do you need a new branding strategy that allows you to educate and engage with your local community while building trust and credibility? Decided Excellence Catholic Media offers a very unique branding platform which showcases you as the expert in your industry. Our exclusive publications are open, read, kept, and shared with thousands of readers in communities throughout Texas and nationwide. To learn more about our powerful branding solutions, please contact Doreen Cheney at dcheney@decidedexcellence.com. That's D-C-H-A-N-A-Y @decidedexcellence.com.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Good News Show. And hearing Doreen Cheney's voice just then reminded me that tomorrow morning we have a live remote broadcast out at Mike's Garden Center in what city would that be? I guess Grapevine, you think?
I think it's Southlake.
Southlake. It's right off the freeway. I mean, they got such a great location. So we're going to be there during the 11 o'clock hour. And so Doreen's going to talk about Decided Excellence and the Catholic magazines and some of her sponsors. And so looking forward to that. that. And I just found out that, I mean, this is like hot off the press, so you don't even know this, is that thanks to our friend Sherry Malezova, we are going to be out at St. Martin de Porres this weekend. You don't even know about this.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
And so they're going to, you know, make a little announcement. We're going to have a table in the back. So So this will be my second time to visit the parish in as many weeks. And so thanks to that. And the following weekend, we're going to St. Rita Parish in Dallas. And so there's a couple of really big parishes. And thanks to Father Whitfield for allowing us to do that. All right. Let's get right to our featured guest right now. Here on the Good News Show, and he is none other than Masango Osong, CEO and founder of Catholic Brain, and one of the most creative and industrious and pretty amazing people that I know. And among other things, he developed the BibleZone. He developed the Catholic Brain website, where they provide content for schools and students of all ages. And he's also the founder of Christmas Joy Park, and we've done an interview about that, and I do want to mention that during the course of this interview. But the main thing we're talking about today is an animated movie that he has created called Come to Mass. And so Masango joins us on the phone. Masango, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for having me, as usual.
Yeah, gosh, how many ideas do you have, like, stacked up in your head? Have you already got, like, the next 14 ideas of what you're going to do? It's just
wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, right?
Yeah.
I get moved by the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Yeah, praise God. So, I love the, you sent me the kind of like the little trailer. I don't know if it's really a trailer. It's more of a promotion, a little video about Come to Mass. And take us back, you know, you talk about the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. How did this idea come about, and what exactly is this project?
Yes, a wonderful question, Dave. You know, with Catholic Brain, we're always looking for ways to engage children in their faith. And one of the biggest issues that the church is facing right now is centered around the Mass, the Eucharist.
Yes.
And if you look at the stats, they say it's about 25% of Catholics attend weekly Mass. And out of those that attend weekly Mass, only about two-thirds or less believe in the true presence. 74% of kids stop identifying themselves as Catholic by age 13. If you talk to 10 kids, 8 will tell you that the Mass is boring, it's irrelevant to them, and so these are big challenges. This is a big problem that the church is facing. And we, Catholic Brain, we're always looking for ways to help the kids, help the families to understand and fall in love in their faith. So I had an experience where I almost left the church simply because I didn't understand the Mass. I've had family members who have left the church simply because they also don't understand the Mass. So we felt a calling to really do something around the Eucharist, which is the center of our faith. So that's why we're very excited to put this movie together.
Yeah. Yeah. So what were the steps? Because I'm thinking, yeah, it's one thing to say, hey, I think I'm going to do a movie and gear it towards kids. But what kind of team members did you put together? Who's doing this, the animation and the writing?
Yeah, we have a team of animators and illustrators, creatives. And so I'm very involved in the project. I come up with the idea, give it to our script writer to write the script. And we collaborate with other companies like EWTN, Herald Entertainment. We collaborate with them to produce films and videos. So it's a whole team involved, about 12 to 15 people. So it is a big project, but we have the team. We have the capacity to produce this. It's a bigger budget, but we have the experience, an experienced team that could deliver on this movie.
And where are you in the process? Is the movie completed? Did you do a GoFundMe, or where are you now?
We're launching that GoFundMe this week. The crowdfunding is going to be on Indiegogo. We're going to launch it for 60 days. We're trying to raise about $300,000 to produce the film. So it's still in the early stages of script writing, storyboarding. And then once I think by end of the year, our goal is to start developing characters and everything sometime in December, and hoping to finalize summer next year and go live around August.
So I've seen the promo video, and there are scenes already that are made. You know, yeah, the kids sitting in the pew, and the priest is talking, and the kids are yawning. You know, so that some of it's already made. Well, what is that part of it? Because some of it's already produced.
Yeah. Some of it's already produced. We're testing things. We're creating some of it. We're using some AI to test things. But those are not the real characters. They will be very similar to what you see right now. But as we go along, we're going to be producing like little scripts here and there, so we can show people how we progress on it. But we have little pieces here and there that has been put together just to share the vision, the quality, and what we're really trying to accomplish.
And do you have any kind of target date of when you think this will be available?
This will be, we'll say, by June next year, we'll have it done. We're going to do an early screen, pre-screen, for a few parishes and a few families, and maybe get some little feedback here and there, and then we can go like completely public by September next year. But by summer next year, June, we'll have it ready for pre-screen. But I'll tell you what, every month we're going to be producing little clips here, short 3 minutes, 5 minutes of it, so there'll be people can see the progress, right?
Yeah.
The animation, the quality, the storytelling, and just get excited, you know. So it's going to be very fun.
You mentioned Herald Entertainment, and I think those are the folks that make the Brother Francis videos, which I, especially when our kids were young, we got so much use out of those. They're just so awesome. And the animation, to me, looks similar to Brother Francis. Is there a connection there with the production of these characters?
Well, it's just your standard kind of a 3D animation. We've done some 2D animation. This will be our first 3D, which is typical in the kind of the style and the characters and their movements. Brother Francis, yes, is 3D, so you see very similar attributes when you do a 3D animation. It's also going to be very similar to the Protestant Catholic series called Superbook. I don't know if you watch that. It's going to be that level of quality, you know, in terms of the, you know, the animation.
So as you go through the writing process, and you're obviously the goal is to try to get kids engaged in the mass. How are you going to go about that? Like, what's the approach of this that's going to interest the kids enough, and also I guess educate them about the mass? So what is your hope for that?
My hope is that, first of all, we meet the kids where they are. Kids love animation. They love storytelling. The secular culture has done a great job kind of getting our kids into all this series, all these videos with Disney and others. And even the Superbook series, the Protestant Bible series, they've done an amazing job, you know, getting kids like to love these videos. The problem with us Catholic, we just do like the, you know, little stuff for kids that it's very boring. So we're hoping that the storytelling is what the style that we're going to do the animation is what the kids are used to, and they will love it. It's storytelling. It's not boring. It's going to engage them every step of the way. So we have to share that story from when sin came into the world through Adam and Eve, and how God tried to bring us back and then finally sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us. This is the most beautiful story, but we got to put it together in such a way that it will relate to the kids. The kids will love it. And that's what we're really trying to do here. And hopefully we'll get the kids watch it over and over again, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Are you going to get some of the kids to actually give you advice about, you know, as you're in the process of making it, about what, you know, like screen little parts of it and say, hey, is this interesting to you? That kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to involve them, right? Because I get feedback from my kids. We have we're putting together like a focus group with families, with kids. Just, we got to get the feedback from them because they are the audience. And also it's going to be good for the entire family. So not just the kids, but it's something that a family, like a movie night at a parish at home, parents can watch it, the parents can do a movie screen. So we work with the kids, right, both the teenage kids and the younger ones, get feedback from them. We want to meet the quality that they're used to, right, so it's not boring to them. But again, we're sharing the message of how Christ came into the world, saved us, and what the Mass is all about. Where we go to Mass every Sunday, kids don't understand, have a clue of what's happening. So the quality will be good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I know last Saturday we played the recorded interview that I did with you and Olivia Franklin about Christmas Joy Park. Let's do a quick update on that, because this is really exciting what you guys are doing. Many people are familiar that Catholic Brain has been putting on these, you know, kind of Christmas themed events going back, how many, 5-6 years? Would you say? How long have these been going on?
Oh, this will be the fourth year.
Okay, so the Father Mike Schmitz one, and you had Dr. Scott Hahn and Chris Stefanik, Deacon Harold Brooke Sivers. I mean, you brought in some big names.
Yeah, we brought in some very well-known Catholic speakers. And last year, we decided to take it outdoor, so it's not focusing on the speakers, but it's more of the experience, the activities, outdoor activities, the music, the lights, the just sharing that joy of Christmas. So, yeah, we've had some well-known speakers. So we're excited to have it. It's going to be it's happening about 7 or 8 weeks from now.
Yeah, December 19th to the 22nd. That's a Friday through a Monday. And that next Thursday, you know, just 3 days later, will be Christmas. So December 19th to the 22nd, 5 to 10 p.m. each day. And kind of explain, because I'm not presuming that everybody heard the interview on Saturday for the interview of the week, but kind of tell us, what is the Christmas Joy Park? What's it all about?
Oh, the Christmas Joy Park is all about really sharing that true joy of Christmas, which is in Christ our King, because the culture has completely lost the meaning of Christmas, right? You go to all these events, all these other Christmas places, they're taking Christ out of the picture. But what we try to do at the Joy Park is to bring Christ back through our music, the lights, the nativity scenes. And we're bringing in not Santa, but St. Nicholas, so kids can actually know who that saint is. So with all the activities that we have for kids and families is centered on Christ. So you're going to come in there, you're going to walk out, and you will surely understand what Christmas is all about.
And it's going to be at St. Jude Parish in Allen. And how did you work out that arrangement with them?
Oh, it's Divine Providence. My pastor, Father Andrew, he was kind enough to let us host it at St. Jude, which, you know, it's going to be beautiful. I believe St. Jude has probably over 10,000 families there. So it's a great place, great location. And it's really Divine Providence. It's a blessing that we have it at St. Jude this year.
Yeah, they're one of the, I think them and St. Anne's have the largest carnivals every year, and they've got a lot of land. St. Anne's in Capel's has a big carnival, but they put it in their parking lot. But St. Jude has land. I mean, they've got a lot of space over there. So I guess it's going to be that same area, like where they have the carnival. Is that right?
The same location, yeah, same spot. And it's, you know, I think we're going to have a lot of walk-ins, because, like, it's right there on the streets. There's cars driving every minute. So it's just the perfect location for us to have it this year.
Yeah, that's right around the corner too, isn't it? You're going to have vendors and things like that. Are you still taking vendors? Do you need sponsors? What else are you looking for?
Yeah, we need a few more vendors. Last year we had 70 vendors. This year we're limiting it to 30. And I believe we have about close to 20. We probably need about 10 or 12 more vendors. Sponsors, yes, we need more sponsors, more volunteers. And obviously, our goal is to get about 5,000 people there, which we believe is very achievable. So, yeah, so we definitely need more vendors.
And how much are the tickets going to be?
The tickets are, we have different packages. There is $15 for basic access. The full access is $35. So $15 gets you in, and $35 gives you full access to the different activities that we have, the walkthrough activity, the tunnel of lights, just nativity play, just lots of activities.
Okay, so $35 each for tickets.
$15 for basic.
Oh, $15 for basic and $35 for to get you into more parts of it, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Can I put you on the spot? I didn't ask you this beforehand, but can I give a couple of tickets away?
Oh, yeah, you can. Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Right now. I've been doing this. I've been giving away tickets earlier, so I'm going to give out the phone number. And I just love to see this because, you know, there's people listening out there. And, okay, this is Christmas Joy Park. Thanks, by the way. I didn't ask Masango about this ahead of time, but I'm just kind of – I'm feeling it. And so if you want to get a couple of tickets, $35 tickets for Christmas Joy Park, it's going to be December 19th through the 22nd. This will give you and a friend, you and your, you know, whatever, get to go one of the days. It's just a single day pass, right, Masango?
Yeah, it's single day pass.
Okay,
it's
so
event, so okay. Give you one day passes,
so yeah. Call in right now, 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And also, I invite you to go to that website, ChristmasJoyPark.com. It's really cool, and it's so bright, and I don't know. It's amazing to see that. So we got the winner already. Somebody's already called in. Christmas Joy Park. Are you gonna have like a Saint Nicholas or like I don't want to say Santa Claus because that sounds so commercial. But is Saint Nick gonna be there?
Hey, he's gonna be there. It's gonna be storytelling with Saint Nicholas. There's gonna be photos with him. Yeah, he's gonna be there all day.
All right.
All days. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's so exciting. So, Masango, you got so much going on. Before we let you go, let's talk about Catholic Brain because that's one of your other your other projects. How is that going? And what should our listeners know about Catholic Brain?
So, Catholic Brain is the parent company that does all these other things. The main platform itself is online Catholic education for pre-K through 8th grade students with videos and Bible stories, saint stories, and just everything that a child needs to help form them in their faith. We have over 500 parishes and schools that use it with close to 2,000 homeschool families. So the platform is growing, and through this platform we're able to bring you know, programs like the Come to Mass film that we're producing, that's through Catholic Brain. And the Christmas Joy Park is our way to bring the faith outdoor. So we're not just sharing the faith online. This is our outdoor experience. So all of these programs is under one company, which is Catholic Brain.
All right. So CatholicBrain.com, ChristmasJoyPark.com. And then can people find out about the Come to Mass movie? Where is there? I know you're looking for support. You're going to start the fundraiser. Where can people find out about that?
So you go to ComeToMassMovie.com. It will take you to a page that has all the information about the film, little clips, and how to support the movement.
All right.
ComeToMassMovie.com.
All right, so we covered a lot of ground. Appreciate it so much, Masango. Anything else that you're doing that you want to talk about before we let you go? And thanks for being on. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah, that's about it. And I would like to add, during the Christmas Joy Park event, we're going to have maybe a 15-minute video of the Come to Mass just to show people like the whole shorter version of the film. So we're trying to have that ready during the Christmas Joy Park.
So, yeah. And yep. It's so unpredictable what the weather is going to be like, but I'm hoping it's, you know, you don't want it to be like, you know, 80 degrees, but you also don't want it to be, you know, like, you know, 10 degrees. So hopefully
right.
You just get that chilly weather that feels Christmassy. And man, I tell you, it's just such a warm, cozy time of year right before Christmas. And I know we're going to be out there. We're going to have a booth. So anyways, well, Masango, thanks so much. God bless you. You're one of the most inspiring people I know. And I just, that parable in the Bible about the talents, you're not the guy that buried his talents. I can tell you that much. So anyways, thanks.
Well, I try to use it. Yeah. So it's a blessing.
Thanks, Masango. Good to talk with you. God bless you. And again, he's got a whole lot of things going on. And as we close out the program, Cecil says there's somebody that has a memory about. See, I'm getting all sentimental. Look at this. Like I said, 2 days from now, we're going to meet as a committee. We're starting to plan an event for next year, 20th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas on 9:10 a.m. And we have somebody on the line. What's your name? Yeah, hi. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Go ahead. What's your name?
Mary.
What parish, Mary?
St. Monica.
All right. Yeah, so what is your, tell us your memory, or what did you want to say?
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that years and years ago, and I can't even tell you the year, I met you for the first time actually through my brother Bill, and you were at a little table set up at a St. Anne's Carnival in Coppell years ago before it was even a big carnival, and your little banner said Radio Xavier. And I went up and I visited with you. I visited with you and met you, and you were saying, you know, we're going to get Catholic radio in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're going to do it. And I my background is in advertising, and I before children, I bought time on all the radio stations, and I just remember thinking, oh, Dave, what a lofty goal to try to get Catholic radio. And I thought, I am going to pray for you, Dave. That's going to be really, really hard to do. And now look at you. This is so exciting. I'm just so happy for you. And I remember that Radio Xavier booth when I first met you. I can't even tell you when that was. It was many years ago.
If it was Radio Xavier, then that, I mean, because Guadalupe Radio started October 1st, 2006. And, you know, this is the exact kind of things that we want to celebrate, especially next year as we celebrate our 20th. And just, I'm calling it a homecoming. You know, I want people, you know, who come have been listening over the last 20 years to just come and have the stories and things like that. And I know Mary, if it's the same Mary, that there's something else pretty exciting that's going on. I don't know if you want to talk about this because you and I talked on the phone. Are you at liberty to talk about that, or is that something
well,
for another
maybe
time?
Maybe not yet. Maybe not yet
okay.
until we clear
okay.
it with a few people. But
yeah, all right. All right.
About.
So I will
I
say.
I remember you. Do you have any idea what year that was at St.
Oh, it would have been probably 2005. 2000, okay. Maybe 2004.
20 years ago.
Yeah, 2005, 20 years ago. Wow. Yeah, when I said you can go all the way back, you went way back. So yeah, you've been around for a long time. And that is kind of funny that you're like, that just sounds like a little bit of a pipe dream there. So, you know, tap me on the head and say, you know, keep dreaming, pal.
No, I was praying. I was praying like, dear Lord, let this happen. And now... Look, Dave, I'm so proud of you. This is just awesome. And I love this radio station. I listen to it all the time. There are certain programs where I plan my day around certain programs.
Oh, yeah?
It's just, it's so, so wonderful and so helpful. You know, I'm so happy for you. This is great. That was 20 years ago. And I'm just, when I think about where you were then and where you are now, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, that's cool. And when we do have our event next summer, Sissel's really good at making all these graphics, and we'll have pictures from things over the last 20 years and all these things and all that. So anyways, well, thank you, Mary, for the call, and we're very happy that you're appreciating and enjoying Catholic radio, and appreciate you calling in. That's a good way to close out the show today. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
And God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless. And we gave away the two tickets to Christmas Joy Park.
Yes, and Mary actually called to get the tickets for Christmas Joy Park.
Oh, did
That's
she?
Why she
so
called.
She was okay. Yeah, then so she said, yeah, I'll go ahead and give
a memory.
She said
she heard us talking about it earlier, and she wanted to call in and talk about that. So I appreciate her doing that. Because
yeah.
I thought
Boy,
that was a good way to close out our show today
when
we were talking about it.
I still have people that remember, because we had a little show on 660 AM, me and Suzette Chidas, back in like 2006, 2005, before Catholic radio, you know, really on this frequency started up. So great memories. I'm glad Mary goes far that far back. And then we got our two winners for the Moore concert, and I'll email them and let everybody know who's going to be going. I know you're planning on going to that.
I'm
planning
excited.
On going with my wife. All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground, and thanks everybody for tuning in and for your support of Catholic Radio. Thanks everybody who went to the event last Saturday in Fort Worth. That was a really great event, and Julian did a fabulous job as the MC, as I knew he would. And so whether you're listening to KCP 1140 AM or 910 AM or even our little 101.5 FM in Cleburne, we're so grateful for your support. And as Mary, you know, highlighted, these are exciting times and a lot to celebrate with Catholic Radio. All right, that's going to do it for the Good News Show. God willing, we'll see you next Monday, and also see you for Back to the Father on Friday at 1 o'clock on our social media channels. Okay? God bless you.
thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.
The Angels of Charity announced their 24th annual Hope for the Holidays event. Hope for the Holidays will be held on Thursday, November 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jackson Walker in downtown Dallas. This festive evening supports Catholic Charities Dallas in providing Christmas gifts to children in need. Enjoy drinks and hors d'oeuvres while socializing and browsing holiday goods from local vendors. For more information or to buy tickets, visit the Catholic Charities Dallas website at ccdallas.org.
KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.